Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't.
Welcome back. It's up until the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Josephine Uweniza. She says we can call her Fina. She is the owner of Flamingo Restaurant and Fina's Freshings in Rwanda, in the capital city of Rwanda, which is a teeny tiny little country right in the middle, surrounded on both sides. I think it's the Congo and the Sudan, isn't it, Fina? Is that right?
No. Our neighbor is the DRC, which is Congo, Tanzania, Burundi, and Uganda. Sudan is
Uganda,
the other. Yes.
That's on the east there. Yeah, Congo's on the west. Mm-hmm. And so she owns a Chinese. She's Rwandese, ladies and gentlemen, but she owns a Chinese restaurant. Is it the only Chinese restaurant in the capital city, Fina?
It was. It was before, like 5 years ago, but right now we have like 6 Chinese restaurants, so it's becoming popular.
Exactly, but I'm sure yours are the best.
Mine is the best. You're not wrong.
Well, I'm going to come to Rwanda one of these days and eat your
Chinese
egg drop
food.
Soup over there, Fina.
Thank you.
To us about the curriculum that you've been studying with the Peace Through Business program. How has it helped you?
Oh, it has helped me a lot. This program, the Peace Through Business, we started way before in January, and we went for 3 months doing the in-training at home. Mm-hmm. We studied a little bit of everything. We did accounting, we did marketing, finance, and at the end, we had to do our own business plan. We went through the business plan, and you present it to your colleagues and your facilitator. And at the beginning, if I can go back, you normally do a test of English. You have to pass it, and then you start the training. And out of 30 women, women who are doing the training, only 15, top 15, get to come to America.
So there are 30 women in the class, and only half of them are allowed. The top 15 are allowed to come to the United States and join 15 women from Afghanistan to have the 30-day tour that you've had here, being mentored and continuing your studies and that sort of thing.
Yes, I was one of the luckiest women.
Yeah, well, you weren't lucky. I think it was because you performed well and you earned this slot, and as the others did, whom I met last night, it was a lot of fun to meet them. Now there are other women. The other women have different businesses. Some of them have fashion businesses. Some of them have freight forwarding businesses.
Yes.
I heard some of them. So talk to us a little bit about the other ladies.
We are a group of 17 women right now. More than 15. We have some engineers, we have fashion designers, we have fast forwarding, we have restaurants, we have hotels, we have a coffee shop, we have event managers, the people doing event management. What else do we have? Even one lady who has a factory for marbles, artificial marbles.
Marbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. When I come to Rwanda, I'll have to get a tour of all that. So Fina, in your country, are you able, do you ever feel threatened? Do you feel safe to be a business owner in your country?
Not at all. Right now, Rwanda, I think, is one of the safest places on this app, so I don't feel either. I'm not either scared whether it's doing business.
You do feel safe being a business owner in Rwanda.
Yes, I feel safe, very safe doing a business in Rwanda.
Yeah, good. Because I know the ladies in Afghanistan have a different story, don't they?
Yeah, Rwanda. We went through very bad experience, and I hope, as we say, never again. So right now we are really enjoying this. time and the security and doing business. Right. Actually, you should come and invest in Rwanda. Rwanda is one of the safest places.
I know. I heard the ambassador talking about that. But, Fina, let me say this. The one of the reasons why I believe that the genocide and the problems that you've had in the past will never happen again in Rwanda is because of you, Fina, and the other women in this program, and what you're teaching your sons and daughters about liberty and about entrepreneurship, and I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. And if I may say, as our ambassador said last night, this program is teaching us how to be empowered economically. And once a woman is empowered economically, you go and empower your family. And once you empower your family, you empower the country.
Right. Well said. Fina, I've got to end our interview. Thank you for being here. Congratulations. And I'll see you later today. A quick break, folks. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.